Hello, my name is Quay, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you? Hello, my name is Quay, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Mrs. Goshen support
Customer support.
for which company?
I'm a third-party call center. We house 400 different companies, but your name and number was left in our system for a callback.
Oh, is this one have to do with, hold on, hold just real tight for just a minute. Does this one have to do with a company called Cookware Sweep?
Okay, so are you calling in about a charge or an order?
I'm calling in about concerning an order. The order number was 6811-93225.
Okay, so I need your zip code and your first and last name.
28572
You said three.
Teresa
Hold on. You
two
said.
two 28572, and my name is Teresa Edwards.
Yes, ma'am. An account is pulling up. May you verify your shipping address?
It's 369 Hunting Club Road, Pink Hill.
Okay. So, yes, ma'am, the account is still pulling up here for me. Okay, yes, ma'am. So I show here where yes, you paid the $7.95 for our cookware. Is a sweepstakes entry?
Yes, that's the one I'm talking about.
Yes, ma'am. So the winners are announced at the end of the month. So the winners haven't been announced yet.
Okay, my thing is I want to cancel every bit of that. I have sent in some emails to do so because after doing that, I read to where that they're going to be taking out like 50 something a month out of my account, 54.95, excuse me. Every 30 days thereafter, you will be billed 54.95. And I did not sign up for that. When I pulled up Walmart, this pulled up into when I had pulled up Walmart because I was going to buy something. I thought this was part of Walmart. And it was like, oh, $7.95. And so I did. Well, then after I went through it, it says, thank you and good luck, and here's your number, and blah, 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 blah. And it says, your monthly, plan has been confirmed. And I thought, what plan? So then I went back and I looked, and then I started reading, and it was for a 5-day trial or for the cookware. And then after the 5 days, if you do not cancel, and I'm wanting to cancel, I have sent in emails and I've asked for a refund. I don't want this cookware because I do not want $54.95 taken out of my account. I don't know if I need to contact my bank and tell them not to let y'all do that, but I don't want to be ugly. You understand? So I'm trying to handle this the right way. Because, like I said, I didn't know $54.95 would be coming out of my account every month.
So yes, ma'am, what I can do today, I can definitely get the account canceled out so we can prevent
Thank
any
you.
future charges or any, thing associated with it. Now, I do show here that you are still in this month's sweepstakes for the cookware because you did pay the $7.95. So even if I mean, I can get the account canceled, but you're still going to be in this month's sweepstakes.
Okay, so the $7.95 was just to be in the sweepstakes. It was not anything else but to be in the sweepstakes.
Yes, ma'am. It's the shipping and handling costs. So therefore, if you do win, the cookware can just be shipped out, and you'll get an email with the tracking number and that you've won. So that's why
Okay.
you are in the running this month, but I can still get the account canceled to make sure you don't get charged, any other charges from us.
Well, I would appreciate it very much because I don't understand where it said you'll be billed $64.95 every 30 days thereafter. Till when? I mean, it doesn't even say when it was stopped. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, because it won't stop until you call in and make any adjustments until you call in. So what I've done today, I did get the account canceled. So therefore, we know you won't get any, you know, any more charges or anything that comes along with the sweepstakes. The only thing is, since you did pay the $7.95, you're in it for this month. And so I don't want you to be alarmed that if you do win, you'll get an email, you know, sent out to you. But no, ma'am, it's not going to trigger the account to give it to open back up. And I have the confirmation number right here.
If I have, if hypothetically, if I were to win, what would I need to do?
And see, in your case, since that's why you pay the shipping and handling costs up front, you would have to do nothing because you're going to get an email with the tracking number because the order, the patent set, it'll just be shipped out at that point. And you'll just get an email that you won and then the tracking number information.
Okay, well, where does the $54.95 a month come in, huh?
Now, see, that is for something separate. The $54.95, that it gets you a $125 voucher that's sent via your email that you can use at our bargaindealswarehouse.com. And so that's what the membership is for. And say you don't, then therefore you'll be entered into the next month and your chances of winning increases. And you get a $125 voucher.
Yeah, that's just too much. I'm trying to do Christmas and got all these teenagers that think they need to have this, that, and a third. And I'm like, you don't need that.
Yes, ma'am. So what I've done today, though, I did get the account canceled. So we know you're not going to get charged anything going forward. And I also notated your account. And also I do have the confirmation number that the account is canceled as of today.
Can you send that to my email address?
Okay, so I can get it submitted via email, and it can take up
to
20.
You're amazing.
Ma'am?
You're amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I mean, I'm sure y'all probably get cussed out enough, but I'm going to tell you, you're amazing.
Thank you, y'all. A lot of customers, we do get a lot of customers calling in upset, but...
Well, but, you know, I try not to be upset because you don't own it. It's not yours. You don't profit in anything but a paycheck. So why are people cussing you out?
You would be amazed at why. So.
Well, people need to stop. They need to remember what this is. It's Christmas, birth of Jesus. They need to stop. People are being too ugly to each other.
Yeah.
Next time they do that, just say, "Be gone, Satan."
I will.
You don't stop. Hold on now, honey. I'll take you in just one more minute. Let me finish talking to this nice lady, and I promise you, I'll take you in, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, give me a minute. Shut the door, please.
Mm.
I know. Piggy, promise. I promise. Okay. Shut the door, please.
Look, I'm going to hurry up. So what I just did, I got the confirmation number sealed, and also I did get it where it'll be sent out via email shortly, okay?
All right, and you have my email address, right?
Yes, ma'am. It's reecep66@gmail.com.
It is. And I thank you. I need to go ahead and get him out because he's autistic. And
yes, ma'am.
When he gets to a certain level, he's like, I got to get the deal out. So I want you to know and I want you to remember, you are a queen. You come from a king, and that's, you know, God above,
mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. And you are a queen. You remember that every day. When you look in the mirror, adjust your crown and adjust other women's crowns because we are too busy knocking women down. We forget to lift them up.
Right.
So adjust another woman's crown every day. And before you get on the phone, just say, Lord, I know somebody going to try me. Don't make me have to hunt them down.
I
so
will try
I
that.
Down, you, Lord, just take this phone and just handle it. And when they call in and that You just sing a song. I don't know what your favorite song is. I don't even know if it's, you know, like back in my days, you know, you had ACDs, you know, on a highway, whatever. You know, find your favorite song and just sing it in your mind while they just turn them out, because you're a queen and you don't need and deserve to be talked to like that. And yes, you've got to deal with their problem, but while they babbling and crap, just sing in your head, honey, because you're a queen. And you have a beautiful Christmas and a fantastic New Year's, and be safe. And I hope that Santa's good to you. And just like I said, remember, queens don't deserve to be talked to like a dog. And
yes, ma'am.
Just think of a good song. I don't care if it's, you know, put a ring on it. I don't care what it is. But whatever it is, do it. If it's a Christmas song, which I love Christmas, again, think about it. You know?
Yes,
think
ma'am.
About it. Just rather just go, I'll be home for Christmas. So, yeah, you do all that. And don't let people bring you down, beautiful, because there's too many evil people out there trying to do that, for God's sake. But you know what? Don't let them. You should be a beautiful queen. Come on, baby. Hey. So, but thank you for handling everything for me. And just remember, everybody's going to be a jerk. They're born that way.
Yes,
Well,
Lord, thank you. I'm going to remember everything you said. And thanks for calling customer support.
You're quite welcome. Thank you very much for all of your help. It's Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, darling.
You as well. Bye-bye.